In the brutal court of King Alaric, an invisible human maid dropped a forbidden piece of forged silver. It should have meant her immediate execution. Instead, the most feared alpha in the realm dropped to his knees before the entire royal court to retrieve it. This is her untold story. The kingdom of Æthelgard was a place of perpetual winter and ancient stone, ruled by a hierarchy dictated not by wealth, but by blood, tooth, and claw. At the very bottom of this unforgiving food chain were the humans, and at the bottom of the human caste was Clara Higgins. Clara was a creature born of ash and scrubbing lye. For 5 years, she had survived the high keep of the Valerius dynasty by mastering a single vital skill, absolute invisibility. In a castle teeming with lichens, beings with hearing sharp enough to catch a racing heartbeat through 3 feet of solid masonry and a sense of smell that could detect fear on a sudden breeze, being unnoticed was the only way to stay alive. She masked her natural scent by vigorously scrubbing her skin with harsh, unscented lye and dusting her rough-spun garments with cold hearth ash. She kept her eyes perpetually downcast, studying the intricate cracks in the cobblestones and the mud tracked in by heavy leather boots. If a werewolf noble walked down the corridor, Clara flattened herself against the tapestry-lined walls, holding her breath until the heavy, oppressive aura of the predator passed. "You missed a spot near the hearth, girl," barked Lady Beatrice, the human head maid whose allegiance to her werewolf masters made her crueler than the wolves themselves. "The solstice feast begins in 3 hours. If King Alaric sees a single drop of grease on those flagstones, he'll have my head, and I'll ensure yours rolls first." "Yes, ma'am," Clara whispered, her voice rough from disuse. She dropped back onto her bruised knees, plunging her cracked hands into the freezing bucket of soapy water. Tonight was the winter solstice, the most dangerous night of the year in Æthelgard. The Alpha Packs from the Northern Territories, the Western Valleys, and the Eastern Seaboard were converging on the castle. They were coming to pledge fealty to King Alaric, the Alpha King, a man whose reputation was carved in the bones of his enemies. Rumor had it, Alaric hadn't smiled in a decade, not since the border wars that scarred his face and hardened his already icy heart. As Clara scrubbed, she subconsciously reached up to press a hand against the thick wool of her servant's coif. Hidden deep within the tightly pinned braids of her dull brown hair was her greatest secret and her deadliest liability, a pure silver hairpin. Forged by her late father, a silversmith who had been slaughtered in a rogue wolf attack when Clara was just a child, the pin was shaped like a crescent moon weeping a single tear. In Æthelgard, possession of silver by a human was a treasonous offense, punishable by being thrown into the fighting pits. Silver was toxic to the wolves. It burned their skin, poisoned their blood, and represented the only true threat to their immortality. But Clara couldn't bear to part with it. It was the only proof she had that she had once been loved, that she had once been a daughter, and not just a piece of castle property. Hours later, the Great Hall transformed into a terrifying spectacle of power and opulence. Thousands of beeswax candles cast a golden, flickering glow over the long oak tables, groaning under the weight of roasted stags, boars, and overflowing chalices of dark crimson wine. The air was thick with the suffocating, heavy scents of pine, musk, and territorial dominance. Clara, along with a dozen other trembling maids, stood flush against the shadowed periphery of the hall, clutching heavy silver-plated, but never pure silver, pitchers of wine. Then the heavy oak doors swung open, hitting the stone walls with a deafening crack. The dull roar of conversation instantly died. Every head turned. Every lichen in the room immediately stood, bowing their heads in deep, instinctual submission. King Alaric walked in. He was a mountain of a man, clad in deep obsidian leather and a heavy fur mantle that brushed the floor. His presence was a physical weight in the room. Clara felt a primal, suffocating pressure press against her chest, forcing her eyes downward. Even the air around him seemed to freeze. Beside him walked Lady Genevieve, a stunning, haughty, werewolf noble from the Eastern Territories who had been practically throwing herself at the king's feet for months, desperate to be chosen as his Luna. "Bring the wine," Lady Beatrice hissed from the shadows, shoving Clara roughly by the shoulder. Clara stumbled forward, her heart hammering against her ribs like a trapped bird. She kept her eyes glued to the hem of the noble's rich velvet cloaks, navigating the treacherous maze of outstretched boots and trailing gowns. She poured with mechanical precision, never splashing a drop, never making a sound, a phantom in a coarse wool dress. She approached the high table. Lady Genevieve was leaning close to King Alaric, her voice a purr that vibrated with blatant intention. "My king, the East thrives under your shadow. Perhaps tonight we might discuss an alliance of blood." Alaric didn't even look at her. He stared out over the hall, his jaw clenched, his golden amber eyes devoid of anything but cold boredom. Clara moved behind him, her hands trembling as she tipped the heavy pitcher to fill Lady Genevieve's goblet. And then disaster struck. It wasn't Clara's fault. Lord Harrington, an older, heavily intoxicated alpha from the Northern Mountains, suddenly shoved his chair back from the adjacent table with brutal force. He was attempting to stand and offer a toast, but in his drunken stupor, he blindly stumbled backward, slamming his massive bulk directly into Clara. The impact lifted Clara off her feet. The heavy pitcher flew from her hands, shattering against the flagstones in a splash of dark red wine. Clara hit the ground hard, the breath knocked from her lungs, her head striking the edge of a heavy oak bench. The hall fell deadly silent. "Stupid human wretch!" Lord Harrington bellowed, furious at having his grand moment ruined. He turned, raising a massive clawed hand to strike her. Clara cowered, throwing her arms over her head. But the blow didn't land. The sheer force of her fall had dislodged the tight pins in her hair. Her woolen coif tore on the rough edge of the bench. Clink. Cling. A small metallic sound echoed through the deathly quiet hall. It was a sound entirely foreign to the Lycan stronghold. It wasn't the dull thud of iron or the heavy clatter of gold. It was a high, resonant ring. Clara froze, the blood draining from her face, leaving her as pale as a corpse. Lying there on the dark, wine-stained stone, glinting innocently in the candlelight, was her silver hairpin. The reaction was instantaneous and terrifying. The closest werewolves, including Lord Harrington and Lady Genevieve, violently shoved themselves backward, knocking over chairs and goblets in their desperation to get away from the object. A collective guttural hiss rose from the nobility. "Silver," someone shrieked. "The human brought silver into the king's hall." Harrington roared, his eyes flashing a murderous yellow. "Assassin, kill the wretch." Clara couldn't breathe. Her vision swam. This was it. This was how she died. She curled into a tight ball on the floor, waiting for the agonizing tear of claws, for the killing bite. She squeezed her eyes shut, hot tears finally cutting through the ash on her cheeks. Silence. The word wasn't shouted. It was spoken at a normal volume, yet it rumbled through the hall like a tectonic shift. It resonated in the bones of every creature present. The chaos instantly ceased. Harrington froze mid-lunge. Clara dared to peek through her eyelashes. King Alaric had stood up. He bypassed the high table, stepping down onto the main floor. The towering Alpha King, the butcher of the southern plains, walked slowly toward her. His heavy boots crunched on the shattered shards of the pitcher. Clara squeezed her eyes shut again. "Make it quick," she prayed. "Please just let him snap my neck." The heavy footsteps stopped right beside her head. She felt the radiating heat of his massive body. She waited for the strike. Instead, there was a rustle of heavy leather. A collective gasp, entirely devoid of breath, sucked the air out of the room. Clara opened her eyes just a fraction. King Alaric, the absolute sovereign of Æthelgard, was kneeling on the wine-stoked, filthy floor beside her. He didn't look at her. His glowing amber eyes were fixed entirely on the small crescent moon pin. Slowly, deliberately, he reached out a large hand, scarred with white lines from 100 battles. "My king, no!" Lady Genevieve screamed, abandoning all protocol. "It will burn you." "It's poison," Alaric ignored her. His long, calloused fingers pinched the delicate silver pin. He picked it up. The hall waited for the sizzle of burning flesh, for the smell of roasting meat, and the Alpha's roar of pain. But nothing happened. Alaric held the pure silver in his bare hand, rolling it thoughtfully between his thumb and forefinger. It didn't burn him. It didn't even leave a mark. Clara stared in muted shock. Impossible. Only a wolf of absolute, impossibly pure ancient blood, the legendary firstborn lineage, could withstand the touch of silver without burning. It was a myth, a bedtime story. Slowly, Alaric turned his head. For the first time in 5 years, the king looked directly at the invisible maid. Clara's breath hitched. Up close, his eyes weren't just amber. They contained swirling rings of molten gold. As his gaze locked onto her terrified, ash-smudged brown eyes, a strange, violent shudder ripped through the Alpha King's massive frame. His pupils dilated rapidly, completely swallowing the gold until his eyes were pitch black. The air pressure in the room suddenly intensified, becoming thick, sweet, and intoxicating. Clara felt a bizarre magnetic pull in the center of her chest, a strange heat that chased away the freezing cold of the stone floor. Alaric stared at her, his chest heaving as if he had just run 100 miles. He leaned in close, his nose brushing the air just an inch from her neck, inhaling deeply. Clara trembled, but she couldn't pull away. "Ash," he murmured, his voice a gravelly, terrifying rumble meant only for her ears. "Lie fear." He took another deep breath, his nose almost touching her pulse point. And underneath, wild strawberries and rain. He knew her masking had failed. He could smell her true scent. Alaric stood abruptly, towering over her once more. The black retreated from his eyes, replaced by a fierce, territorial golden fire that made the surrounding alphas whimper and take another step back. He looked down at the silver pin in his hand, then back at Clara. "Guards," Alaric commanded, his voice echoing off the vaulted ceiling. 2 massive lichened soldiers stepped forward, their armor clanking. "Take this woman," Alaric pointed at Clara, who flinched. Lady Beatrice smirked from the shadows, already mentally preparing Clara's replacement. "Take her to my private chambers," Alaric finished. The absolute silence that followed was deafening. Lady Genevieve's jaw practically hit the floor. Lord Harrington looked as though he had been struck by lightning. "But sire," Harrington protested, stepping forward. "She brought silver. She is an assassin. The law dictates she must be thrown to the pits." Alaric turned his head slowly. The look he gave Harrington was so steeped in lethal promise that the older Alpha immediately dropped to his knees, baring his throat in submission. "The law," Alaric said softly, yet perfectly audible to everyone in the room, "is whatever I say it is. Anyone who speaks of this silver again will lose their tongue. Anyone who looks at this woman again will lose their eyes. He turned on his heel, his heavy cape billowing behind him, and strode toward the back of the hall. He stopped at the archway and looked back at the bewildered guards. Ensure she is unharmed. If she has so much as a new bruise on her knee, I will hold you personally responsible. As Alaric vanished into the shadows of the keep, Clara was gently, almost fearfully, helped to her feet by the towering guards. She looked back at the sea of shocked, horrified werewolf nobility. She was no longer invisible. She had just become the most dangerous, highly watched woman in Æthelgard, and she had no idea why. The Alpha King's private chambers at the apex of the castle were nothing like the brutal, cold stone of the servants' quarters. Here the air was suffocatingly warm, heated by a massive hearth roaring with split oak. The floors were covered in thick, plush pelts of bears and dire wolves, and the walls were lined with ancient, leather-bound texts. Clara stood dead center in the room, her ash-covered hands violently shaking as she gripped the rough fabric of her skirt. The towering guards had left her here an hour ago, locking the heavy iron-bound door from the outside. She was trapped in the predator's den. The heavy iron latch suddenly clicked. The heavy oak door groaned open, and King Alaric stepped inside. He had discarded his heavy fur mantle and leather armor, wearing only a loose linen shirt that clung to the muscular, heavily scarred planes of his chest and shoulders. Without the royal trappings, he looked less like a king and more like a lethal, untamed beast. He didn't speak immediately. He locked the door behind him and walked slowly toward the hearth, pouring two heavy crystal goblets of amber liquid. He turned, holding one out to her. I am not permitted to drink, sire, Clara rasped, stepping backward until her spine hit the spine of a massive bookshelf. Alaric's jaw tightened. He set the goblet down on a mahogany table. You are not a servant here, Clara Higgins. Clara's breath caught in her throat. You know my name. I know much more than your name, Alaric said, his voice dropping to that terrifying, rumbling register that vibrated in her chest. He closed the distance between them with predatory grace, stopping just a foot away. He was so massive he entirely blocked out the light from the fire, casting her in his shadow. He reached into his pocket and withdrew the silver hairpin, the crescent tear. It rested innocently in his massive palm. Your father was Arthur Higgins, a silversmith from the Lower Valley, Alaric stated, his golden eyes scanning her face, searching beneath the layer of dirt and ash. He was killed 15 years ago in the Blackwood Ridge Massacre by rogue wolves. You were smuggled into this castle's kitchens as an orphan. How could you possibly know that? Clara whispered, terrified by the sheer depth of his surveillance. Because I have spent the last 5 years tearing this kingdom apart looking for this, he murmured, lifting the silver pin. And looking for you. Clara stared at him, her mind blanking. I don't understand. Alaric stepped closer, his intense heat washing over her shivering frame. Slowly he raised his hand. Clara instinctively flinched, closing her eyes tight, expecting a blow. Instead, she felt the warm, calloused pad of his thumb brush gently against her cheek. The touch was so tender, so entirely at odds with the monster of Æthelgard, that Clara gasped. He wiped away a streak of grey hearth ash, revealing the pale, frightened skin beneath. Open your eyes, Clara, he commanded softly. She did. He was staring at the clean streak of skin on her cheek, with an expression of profound, aching reverence. My bloodline, the firstborn of Æthelgard, carries an ancient curse, Alaric explained, his voice thick with an emotion she couldn't place. We are immortal, immune to the burn of silver, and impossibly strong. But we are born without a soul. We are hollow, We rule through blood and fear because we are incapable of feeling anything else. He leaned down, his forehead almost resting against hers. Until we find our fated mate, the other half of our spirit, born into a human vessel to keep us grounded. If an alpha king does not find his mate by his 30th winter, the beast consumes him completely, and he goes violently, irreparably mad. Clara's heart hammered a frantic rhythm against her ribs. Today was the winter solstice, Alaric's 30th winter. When you fell today, when the pin shattered the silence, Alaric closed his eyes, inhaling deeply. The fear masking your scent broke. I smelled wild strawberries and rain. I felt my chest cave in. I felt terror, not for myself, but for the fragile creature bleeding on my floor. He opened his eyes, the golden irises blazing with possessive fire. You are my mate, Clara, the rightful Luna of Æthelgard. And this pin, he held up the crescent moon, was forged by your father at the secret command of my late father to be a beacon, a pure silver token that only a true firstborn could touch without burning, ensuring no imposter could ever claim you. Clara's legs gave out. The sheer weight of the revelation, that her father had died protecting a royal secret, that she was not a meaningless scrubmaid, but the soul of the most terrifying creature in the realm, was too much. Alaric caught her before she hit the floor. His massive arms swept her up against his chest, cradling her with terrifying strength and absolute gentleness. He carried her to the massive fur-lined bed and sat beside her. "They will kill me," Clara whispered, the reality of court politics crashing down on her. "Lady Genevieve, Lord Harrington, they will never accept a human scrubmaid as their Luna. They despise me." "Let them try," Alaric snarled, his canines elongating as a dark, violent shadow crossed his face. "You are mine. Anyone who looks at you with disrespect will lose their eyes. Anyone who breathes a threat against you will lose their lungs. You will never be invisible again." For 3 days, Clara remained sequestered in the king's sanctuary. Under the protection of Commander Griffin, Alaric's fiercely loyal second-in-command, she was bathed in scented oils, her coarse woolen rags replaced by exquisite gowns of deep crimson and gold velvet. The ash and lye were washed away, revealing a woman of quiet, stunning grace, with rich chestnut hair that gleamed in the firelight. But outside the heavy oak doors, a rebellion was brewing. Lady Genevieve, humiliated and enraged by the king's rejection, had incited the visiting alphas. Whispers spread like a plague through the castle. The king had gone mad. He was bewitched by a human assassin. He was harboring a silver-wielding traitor. On the fourth night, the night of the blood eclipse, the tension snapped. Alaric had left the chambers to address the northern packs in the courtyard, intending to force their submission. Clara was left alone, pacing the rugs, her heart filled with a terrible dread. She still had her father's silver pin, tightly woven into the braids of her newly styled hair. Suddenly, the heavy iron-bound door of the bedchamber didn't just open. It was blown off its hinges, splintering into heavy shards of wood. Clara screamed, diving behind the heavy mahogany table. Through the dust and debris walked Lady Genevieve. But she looked wrong. Her veins pulsed with a sickly, glowing purple light, and her eyes were completely black. In her hand, she held a jagged obsidian dagger dripping with a viscous green fluid. Wolfsbane, the only poison capable of slowing down a firstborn. "Did you really think," Genevieve hissed, her voice distorted and demonic, "that I would let a filthy, scrub-water human take my throne?" Genevieve lunged. Her speed was supernatural. She bypassed the heavy table and grabbed Clara by the throat, lifting her feet clean off the floor. Clara gagged, kicking her legs as Genevieve's clawed fingers dug into her windpipe. I am going to gut you, human, Genevieve sneered, raising the poisoned dagger. And when Alaric returns, he will find his precious mate in pieces. He will go mad, and the Alphas will slaughter him. Get your hands off her! A terrifying, blood-curdling roar shook the very foundations of the keep. Alaric stood in the ruined doorway, completely shifted into his partial lichen form. Claws extended from his hands, his teeth were lethal fangs, and his eyes were pools of molten rage. He moved faster than lightning, tackling Genevieve. But Genevieve had been waiting for this. As Alaric slammed her into the stone wall, she twisted, plunging the wolfsbane-laced obsidian dagger deep into the king's shoulder. Alaric roared in agony, his massive body convulsing as the lethal poison immediately invaded his bloodstream. He collapsed to one knee, the golden fire in his eyes flickering as the venom paralyzed him. The northern Alphas had supplied her with aconite of the Weeping Valley, a poison so potent it could fell a firstborn. Genevieve kicked the weakened king in the chest, sending him sprawling across the furs. She turned back to Clara, laughing a manic, triumphant sound. Watch your beast die, little maid! Genevieve mocked, stepping over Alaric's twitching body, raising her claws to finish Clara off. Clara looked at Alaric. The invincible king was gasping for breath, his eyes locked on hers, filled not with fear for himself, but pure, unadulterated terror for her. Something snapped inside Clara. 5 years of shrinking into the shadows, 5 years of scrub lie, ash, and paralyzing fear burned away in a split second of absolute clarity. She was the daughter of Arthur Higgins. She was the mate of the Alpha King. She would not be a victim anymore. As Genevieve lunged, Clara didn't cower. She reached up to her braids. With blinding speed, she pulled the crescent tear from her hair. She didn't stab blindly. She remembered the anatomy charts in the castle library she used to dust. She stepped into Genevieve's attack. Slick, Clara drove the pure silver pin directly into the pulsing, purple vein on Genevieve's outstretched wrist. The reaction was catastrophic. Pure silver entering the bloodstream of a heavily corrupted, dark magic-fueled werewolf caused an instantaneous, explosive rejection. Genevieve shrieked, a sound that shattered the crystal goblets on the table. The silver burned through her veins like liquid fire. The flesh around the pin instantly charred and blistered. She dropped to her knees, clutching her arm, her dark magic short-circuiting as the pure, toxic metal neutralized her entirely. Clara didn't hesitate. She scrambled across the floor to Alaric, ignoring Genevieve's agonizing screams. "Alaric, Alaric, look at me!" Clara sobbed, pulling his massive head into her lap. The green poison was spreading up his neck. The wound, Alaric gasped, his voice incredibly faint. Suck, suck the poison out. You are human. It won't kill you. Clara didn't think twice. She pressed her lips to the horrific, bleeding wound on his shoulder and pulled. She spat the vile, bitter green venom onto the floor, doing it again and again until the blood ran clean red. Her lips burned, her throat felt like sandpaper, but she didn't stop until Alaric took a massive shuddering breath, his chest heaving as the paralysis broke. Commander Griffin and a dozen royal guards finally burst into the room, freezing at the carnage. Genevieve was curled on the floor, weeping and powerless, the silver pin still embedded in her blackened arm. And Clara Higgins, the invisible scrub maid, was sitting on the floor covered in blood and wolfsbane, fiercely cradling the head of the most terrifying creature in the world. Alaric slowly pushed himself up. He looked at Genevieve, his eyes hardening to cold obsidian. Take the traitor to the fighting pits Alaric ordered Griffin, his voice raspy, but steeped in absolute terrifying authority, and send the northern alphas her head. As the guards dragged a screaming Genevieve away, Alaric turned to Clara. He reached out his bloody hand, gently cupping her face. "You saved me," he whispered, awe coloring his tone. "You knelt for my silver pin," Clara replied, a fierce, beautiful smile breaking through her tears. "I figured I could at least return the favor." Alaric pulled her into a crushing embrace, burying his face in her chestnut hair. The next morning, the solstice officially ended. Before the remaining terrified nobility, King Alaric did not sit on his iron throne alone. Beside him, wearing a crown forged of pure, brilliant silver, sat Luna Clara. She wore no ash, she cast no downcast gazes, and she ruled Æthelgard not with the brutal fear of an apex predator, but with the quiet, unyielding strength of a survivor. The invisible maid was gone forever. In her place was a queen who shone brighter than the moon. If you loved the incredible journey of Clara, going from an invisible, terrified maid to a fierce, silver-wielding queen beside her fiercely devoted Alpha King, hit that like button right now. Don't forget to share this incredible story with your friends who love a dark fantasy romance with a powerful twist. Subscribe to our channel for more epic tales of fated mates, royal betrayals, and heart-pounding drama. What should happen to the Northern Alphas next? Tell us in the comments.